Track six, and now we're back to news stories. Broadmeadow refurbishment lifts memberships. The number of people taking up leisure membership with Teignbridge District Council has risen to an all-time high since the reopening of its newly refurbished Broadmeadow Sports Centre in July. So far in 2025, Teignbridge Leisure has recorded over 90,000 individual visits to its gyms and fitness suites, already approaching last year's total of 112,000 visits. In Teignmouth, memberships have increased by 29% since July. Of these, 205 were brand new members, many of whom joined using promotional offers. This growth highlights the success of recent investments, including upgrades at Dawlish Leisure Centre and the £3.7 million full refurbishment of Broadmeadow. The 10-month project to revitalise Broadmeadow Sports Centre saw major works to refurbish changing facilities, extend studio space and gym areas, install a new accessible entry and reception area, add new exercise equipment and introduce more energy-efficient heating and insulation. We are thrilled to see so many people engaging with our leisure services and the positive impact that the reopening of Broadmeadow Sports Centre has on our membership and participation numbers, commented Councillor John Nutley, Teignbridge District Council's Executive Member for Leisure and Recreation. This record number of members is a testament to the hard work of our staff, the quality of our facilities, and our commitment to making fitness and well-being accessible to our local communities. As well as Broadmeadow Sports Centre, Teignbridge Council facilities include leisure centres in Newton Abbott and Dawlish and Teignmouth Lido. Beyond the gym, Teignmouth also promotes community well-being through outdoor activities, events, and access to green spaces, country parks, and nature reserves.
Teignmouth Youth Council gets underway. Youngsters involved in Teignmouth's new Youth Council were absolutely enthused after participating in the scheme's inaugural meeting earlier this month. The Youth Council consists of 12 youngsters aged between 10 and 15. Eight were appointed by local schools and four others applied independently. The initiative, which Teignmouth Mayor Councillor Kate Williams described as a project very close to her heart, is aimed at empowering young voices by providing a platform where they can express views and contribute to local decision making. We met in the Mayor's parlour last week and they were absolutely enthused, Kate told councillors at a full town council meeting on Tuesday. There were lots of ideas, she added. The next youth council meeting will take place at the beginning of November and the young councillors have been tasked with democratically selecting a chair, vice chair and secretary, reflecting the same processes used by Teignmouth Town Council. I feel that as a council, we are getting the voice of the youth from the youth themselves, she said. We're actually listening to them. Deputy Mayor, Councillor Lily Chastow, had also been involved in the project and said it was really nice. They were really nice kids. I'm really hopeful. They asked lots of really interesting questions. Councillor Penny Lloyd asked if she could observe the next Youth Council meeting, but was advised that in the early stages, the number of adults taking part would be capped, with a view to boosting the youngsters' confidence. The Youth Council will attend the next Teignmouth Town Council meeting on Tuesday, November the 15th, so town councillors can meet them and find out more about the purpose of the Youth Council and plans going forward.
Marjon leads the way in digital forensics education. Devon is leading the way to address an urgent need to recruit more digital forensic officers to work in police forces. Last year, Devon and Cornwall's Police Specialist Digital Forensics Unit, the DFU, investigated more than 3,000 devices containing over 2 petabytes of data, the equivalent of 2 million films, across crimes from drug offences to child abuse, murder and terrorism. Digital forensic officers use specialised tools to recover, analyse and present evidence to support investigations and secure convictions. But the expansion of technology has created a shortfall in trained officers. Delays in analysing digital evidence can have real consequences, slowing investigations, prolonging justice for victims, and in cases where suspects are in custody, risking the custody time limits expiration, potentially forcing the release of suspected criminals before the trial. Reducing backlogs is therefore crucial to timely convictions and public confidence in the justice system. Plymouth Marjon University has responded by launching an updated forensic investigation degree. The course offers practical experience in the university's fully equipped crime scene house and laboratories, alongside a new digital forensics module. On the 13th of October, Police and Crime Commissioner Alan Hernandez visited Marjon to meet students who could one day join Devon and Cornwall Police. She said, "Digital evidence plays a significant role in the majority of police investigations and is vital in helping arrest and convict offenders and give victims justice. The volume of that work is growing all the time. It was wonderful to see how the university has responded to this demand by creating a new course specifically aimed at boosting recruitment numbers within forensics, particularly digital forensics." Steve Slater, head of Digital Forensics of South West Police Collaboration, said, "Digital evidence has experienced the highest growth in demand policing has ever faced over the last decade. Every crime will have a digital evidence element, whether this is from a mobile phone, dash cam, wearable cameras, or home internet things devices." The force helped create South West Forensics, a collaboration across four South West police forces, and now more than 50% of digital forensics nationally sit within traditional structures. Steve added, "Our DFU actively engages with partners from private industry and academia to ensure our workforce processes and continually evolves."
Devon tops UK pothole chart. Devon has been named the UK's pothole capital, with more road craters than anywhere else in the country over the past 3 years. According to the newly released UK Pothole Index 2025, Devon County Council logged 160,000 potholes since 2022, more than any other local authority in Britain. The data shows pothole numbers in Devon have skyrocketed by 160% in the last 3 years, despite the council having one of the largest road repair budgets in the country. But even with that level of funding, the country's roads continue to deteriorate. In the first half of 2025 alone, Devon recorded more than 25,000 new potholes, putting it in the top three worst hit areas this year, behind only Lincolnshire and Kent.